This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, boy. I'm going to be out for a few days, so I'm taping some shows. I'm going to ask Charles to sit in for at least one. I'm not exactly sure of my schedule, but between the tape shows, Charles, and maybe one best of, we will get this week into your hands, and I promise you we will be riveting things. They may not be timely, but you will enjoy what we have to say. Kevin Jackson's here listening to it. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. We do this show 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, and I'm always glad to come in and spend this time with you because we get to share together. We get to give ourselves some insights. And on the heels of the Democratic Convention being over and the craziness that occurs every weekend, what's going to happen crazy during the week as the Democrats try to, they plot against you all the time. It never ends. Don't think for one second the Democrats ever have your best interest in mind or the best interest of this country. So they're always plotting to get something from you or to increase their power base. Generally, it works that way. They get something from you that increases their power base. It's either your money or your freedom, one way or the other. Kevin Jackson, The Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Thank you for your kind indulgence, folks. A few days of R&R are going to recharge my batteries. And Melissa's always a level setter, so I think this will go really well for us to step away, step back for just a bit, and then come back. Because, you know, we got a lot ahead of us. We got this Republican National Convention that's coming up. And I can only hope that they watched what the Democrats did and said, let's just not do that. Yeah. Let's just not. And say we did. Many people have given me their inputs. Kevin, Donald Trump should hold his event at a big airport hangar and let everybody fly in, you know, and just have this big rally with 15,000, 20,000. I agree. I think Donald Trump should thumb his nose at COVID, Wu flu, Chinese flu, whatever you want to call it. He should say, I don't care. Sign the waiver. You can come to the event. That's what I think should be done. Big old thing with signs up, the hoopla, the pomp and circumstance, bands playing, I mean, the whole thing. And he should get, there should be no stone unturned. He should have, it would be Cirque du Soleil meets the, if you've seen The Little Drummer Boy, that is an amazing production. But it would be Cirque du Soleil meets The Little Drummer Boy meets, I don't know, what's the best show in Vegas right now? You know, it would be all those. There would be no breaks in between. I would have bands playing. I would have the best celebrities. But, yeah, I mean, I would have anybody that is pro-America, pro-Trump. Where you bring that and you get a spot. And here's the thing about what Donald Trump's done. There aren't any really bad optics. Show a picture of the border wall being built. Talk about, you know, how you thwarted America from this Wu flu stuff, and show the Democrats talking about, and you know, guess what, guys? We defeated it. Talk about the stock market going down and recovering. You know Donald Trump's going to talk about that, man. Donald Trump talked about rebuilding the economy twice. And this time he did it shorter. He did it the first time in 3 years. He built this one back in less than 6 months. Do you know when this, all the crap hit the fan? March 16th. You want to know why I know? Because I was watching the stock market like a hawk. And I've been looking at charts like a crazy man. You would think that I work on Wall Street. And I'm looking at every time, March 16th, dip. And then you see, you get this big, V shape in the curve from leading down from March 16th, blip, and then popping up. And most of these markets, most of these indexes are either back to normal or close. The S&P and the NASDAQ are actually higher than their pre-Wu flu days. And let me tell you why it's going to keep on going up. Because we have a lot of printed money in the economy, fake money. But Democrats got, through Trump, they were able to get this stimulus stuff done. And the only reason why I'm not mad about it is I look at it as us getting our money back. But we can't keep it going forever. But what I can tell you, that is impacting the stock market. And you'd be crazy not to be getting a lot of that money back because it's your money. You're not even really earning any new money because it's going to get devalued. Trust me. Anyway, let me get back. I don't want to get off kilter here because I'm talking about what's going to happen at this RNC convention when you have Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey meets Michael Buffer, you know, and let's get ready to rumble, you know, whatever. Give me the guy that can bring in the crowd, the Carney Barkers, etc. And you have all of that in Donald Trump. And the question becomes, what is he going to do that's different than the Democrats? As I said, do it live. Don't have a bunch of, you know, people showing up. Did you see, by the way, the Kamala Harris thing where they showed all the double pictures of people? They wanted 30, they couldn't get 30 Democrats to watch Kamala Harris's speech. There were multiples. We did a post about it. There are doubles. If you look at the pictures of the people, they go, look at everybody watching. But Vice President Biden's running mate. And then you look at it, and they say it's 30 people in the window. There are 8 duplicates. So there's really only 26. They couldn't find 30 people to watch that silly speech. And I played a clip of it the other day. I get why nobody watched it. What was their secret weapon in the Democrat? If there was one thing you were going to bring to the Democratic convention, what would it be? I mean, outside of your feeble, old, demented candidate, what else would you bring? Who's your hit? You know, oh man, he's our pinch hitter. He goes up to the plate, boy. You know, his on-base percentage is amazing. Whether they walk him, whether they hit him, whether he just hits it out of the park, whatever, he's getting on. He's got a 700% chance of getting on the bag. Who is that? Bill Clinton? Was it Kasich? Well, or was it meant to be one of the Obamas? They fawned all over them. Who was it? Who gave them that boost that didn't occur? I talked the other day about the Trump bump. They didn't get a bump. All the polls leading to the convention for the Democrats were dismal at best. I mean, it was like we came to a pep rally and a funeral broke out. It was awful. Here's what I'm telling you, people. It didn't exist. None of their sob stories worked. None of it. The media, I cried 8 times during this speech or when I saw so-and-so. All lies. They didn't cry a single time. They're concerned, and they have a reason to be concerned. We get back more to what to expect.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Donald Trump, the showman. Boy, and you know what's lucky about Donald Trump being the showman in the RNC convention that's coming up? He gets to look at what the Democrats did and say, I'm not going to do that. I won't make those same mistakes. And he's got competent people that get it. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Always the showman. You know Donald Trump audited this freak show of the Democrats. And I guarantee you, he went to his staffers and says, hey, listen, ours has to be big. It's got to be better. It's going to be better. It's bigger. It's better. And we're going to build it better. And he says, I don't want anything close to this. Our convention has to rock. It has to be the pep rally that I've been putting on for the better part of 4 years. The Democrats did everything they could to disrupt those rallies. Remember Donald Trump going into what was the last one that he did, and they sabotaged it. Only 6 hours. It was somewhere in Oklahoma, I believe it was. And Trump said, okay, fine. You want to do Russian bots? You want to play games? Keep on doing it. Do you think that the fever, the fervor to see Trump is lessened in any way? I asked the Democrats, if you don't believe us, if you believe that Joe Biden has the popularity that you say he does, that he has, quote, solidified your base, get him out there. Get him out there. Don't cover yourself up. Don't cover up old Mr. Burns from the nuclear factory. Don't cover him up by keeping him hidden. Show America what he's about. Let him speak for more than 5 minutes, which, by the way, maybe we'll get into this. I think the idea that the Democrat think that their strategy of keeping Joe Biden hidden is going to work is insane. But maybe we'll get into that. Donald Trump hinted of what is to come at his second coming in party, not coming out party. And what he hinted at reeks of nothing more than explosions at the Republican convention. You guys remember what Trump did at his State of the Union when he would bring in all these? And that's what presidents do, by the way. They bring people in to make their point. But I don't think there's ever been anybody who's brought people in to make their point better than Donald Trump. Remember the 2014... what was it? Was it the State of the Union? Not 2016 or 17 when he won or whatever. All I can tell you is when Donald Trump is going to, if he wants to make a point to embarrass you, he holds no punches. I love the way this guy treats Barack Obama's legacy. He's like, what legacy? The guy left debt. He's more divided. He goes, I'm far more unifying for America than Barack Obama. He says these things. He says the things that these white folks out there are afraid to say. That's why you love him. That's why many of you changed your minds about him, because you said, you know what? I may not like the way he says it, but I'm sure glad this guy that feels the way I do is getting the word out. Biden doesn't have that. The media wants you to believe it. But Biden doesn't have that. He can't do that. Donald Trump hinted at what's about to come. But I want to. I always got to give you a little bit of some information about the Democrats, because I want to put this in the right contextual framework so you understand it. But Elizabeth Warren did a speech at the Democrat convention, and in the background, go look at a picture of it. BLM is on the right. It looks like kids' blocks, but that's what they did. And I bring that up because what I want to tell you is it was clearly an homage to the racist Democrat terror group of the same initials, BLM. It was placed there intentionally. She knew it. The Democrats knew what they were doing. And the reason why I bring all this up to you is because I wonder if you understand that Democrats know exactly what they're trying to do when they're influencing you. They want to subliminally tell you BLM is good, as they're bludgeoning you with an axe in the middle of your forehead telling you BLM is good, when they know it's quite the opposite. But here's the real fun part of those particular optics as I lead into this Republican convention thing. It's that a while back when Elizabeth Warren, remember when she did the beer fest? Well, they took a snapshot of it, and somebody caught at the very top on her cabinet was this little watermelon-eating black Sambo. Big lips, big old buggy eyes, you know, Miles Davis black skin, not the kind of light-skinned Negro the Democrats like to elect. And he's got a big old chunk of watermelon that he's eating with lips that could look like somebody's butt. They're big enough to be somebody, a white woman's butt. You get what I'm telling you? The symbolism, folks, of these graphics speak magnitudes. They speak loudly. One, Elizabeth Warren wants to promote Black Lives Matter, knowing that it does nothing to improve the lives of blacks. And in the other video, where she did Beer Fest, she shows in her home, she has this cheese-grinning, watermelon-eating, thick-lipped black dude, because that's how she feels, that's how she sees black folks. I'm surprised she didn't have it hanging next to a picture of her in blackface. These are the optics. I just want to tell you what the Democrats put in front of you as symbolism, and then they go, what's your big problem? That was just one of the many hypocrisies and ironies of that particular event that called a train wreck by me. The other was, and I talked about this in another broadcast, Bill Clinton lecturing the nation on the propriety of the office of president. Seriously, folks, did they not look at his speech and somebody go, hey, Bill, we love your speech, but I mean, this part about the propriety of the Oval Office, I mean, come on, man, seriously. You can't say that, Bill. You just can't say that. Not after what you did. The DNC rolled out loser after whiny loser, most making the case for more Trump and absolutely no Biden. But Obama's speech resonated most with me as he explained his own presidency and the accusations that he made against President Trump. I'm not going to play that clip. We played it in another show. But that's what really got me was here's Barack Obama making the case for Trump. I saw an article about former Senator Joe Lieberman. He decided the post-Democratic convention that the Democrats are the party of Biden. And I agree because they got no bump, or bounce, they call it. I agree also because Democrats are old, demented, feeble, white, elitist, racist, or they support them, they suborn them. And I say congratulations to the Democrats for circling back on your history and the origins of your party with the things that I just described. Because that is what you are. You have managed to get black people back on a plantation of their own creation. And through Elizabeth Warren and Black Lives Matter, a group that's done nothing for blacks, and Little Watermelon Man, you've shown exactly who you are as a party. And they selected the best guy for it. A racist who molests his own staffers, who does not care about women, who does not care about this country, who doesn't have a single solitary, tangible thing that he's done in this country that you can look at and go, boy, thank God that Joe Biden was invented by our Lord and Savior. Thank you. But Donald Trump, it's very different what he brings. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Tensions remain high in Kenosha, Wisconsin, where rioters burned buildings, looted stores, and attacked police officers overnight Sunday. The rioting came hours after a black man, Jacob Bell, was shot by police officers when he allegedly resisted arrest. Blake was rushed to a hospital and is in serious condition. As far as the damage in Kenosha,
they set garbage trucks on fire. They went toe-to-toe with the police in front of the courthouse. They set a car dealership on fire.
That's reporter Drew Hernandez. Tropical Storm Marco is expected to inch ever closer to land. It has 50-mile-an-hour winds. Meantime, Tropical Storm Laura has slightly stronger winds at 60 miles per hour as it sits just south of Cuba. Both storms are expected to hit Louisiana this week. This is USA Radio News. President Trump declared the wildfires raging in California a major disaster, which allows for federal funds to be used by people and businesses harmed by the fires in seven counties to pay for temporary housing, home repairs, and other needs. A CAL FIRE spokesman saying,
"The second and third largest fires in California history are burning around us at the moment."
So far, nearly 1 million acres have been burned in California wildfires. Last week, the Democrats held their convention. Now it's the Republicans' turn. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details from Washington.
The Republican National Convention is officially underway. RNC Chairwoman Ron McDaniel opening the convention a short time ago in Charlotte. Republicans now get their chance to convince Americans that President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence deserve four more years in office.
President Trump is expected to make appearances at the convention all four nights. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump must have made a deal with the devil. I say God got him elected, but the devil is some. He's got to be involved, I'm telling you, because the man is aging in reverse. Donald Trump is 70-something years old. You don't even think of him that way. These guys are not that far apart, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, but they couldn't be more far apart. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. We know how to pick them. Let's face it, America, we know how to pick them. We watched all this nonsense go on for decades, and we said, you know what? We are not getting any results when we pick the guy who's got the perfect look. He's got the resume. He's got it all. When you pick a Mitt Romney and you don't win, you know you're in bad shape. And here's the deal. We're lucky he didn't win. Think of McCain. I mean, resume-wise, and certainly with the way that the media sort of, you know, certainly in Arizona, they made McCain a god. You couldn't say a negative word about McCain when he was alive. I moved to Arizona right before McCain died. People warned you, don't say anything bad about McCain. What? Or what? The mafia is going to kill you? You're going to get some ricin in your leg and die of irradiation poisoning, nuclear radiation poisoning? What? Get out of here. I talk about anybody I want. We all got to die. Here's the deal. If I find out that I got irradiated from ricin, oh, it's going to be some people dying in the next 5 days or so. Whatever time I got left, yeah, put me in jail. Because I'm going cray-cray on somebody. Just allude to who it was. See what happens. Oh, yeah. I'll go crazy. I'll go jungle. Anyway, we picked Donald Trump. And we picked him for a reason. We picked him because he's all the things that we believe in ourselves. He's a fighter. He's going to stand up for justice. He's going to stand on principle. He's malleable to look at things both ways, sometimes not in ways that we enjoy. But I always say this to America. You may not like everything somebody does. That's not what you're supposed to be. You have to ask yourself, is it better for the collective good? And sometimes it doesn't include the way you think. Right now, Richard Grenell, the president's former DNI, he was an ambassador to Germany, one of my favorite people on the planet, gay guy, and he's made a commercial about Donald Trump is pro-gay, pro-this, that, and the other. Now, you know, again, I have nothing against gay people in terms of live your life as you want. I have a problem with people that want to tell you, you know, that something is normal that isn't necessarily so. Because I'm a biblical person. I don't believe being gay is normal. I think there are people who are gay for whatever reasons, but I don't see it as normal. I don't see it as mainstream. I don't see it as something that should be taught. I'm sure I've heard they go, well, the baboons are the only primates who show signs of homosexuality. Fine. When I watch nature, I don't want to see the homosexual baboons. I want to see the normal ones. They're interesting enough to me anyway. It isn't that I don't believe that there are homosexual baboons. I don't know. Maybe there are homosexual elephants too. You know, when these guys go off on their own in these bachelor groups. Maybe it's the same thing with the lions. But I'm going to tell you what. I don't think so. I think if a lion is born and he's a male lion and he wants to go get with another male lion, I think that lion is going to get killed. I think the other male lions are going to go, something's wrong with Roger. We got to kill him. It's like they sense that he's got, you know, rabies. And they go, kill him, just don't eat him. So, you know, think what you want. But here's my point. I don't necessarily agree with everything that Richard is promoting with respect to homosexuality and all that, but I still say he's a great guy. I tweeted, man, I said, this dude is my man, but not in that gay kind of way. That's what I tweeted to Richard. You know, be who you want to be, but I tell you what, in your other activities, you are the man. Love what you do, bro. So I don't always agree with Trump, and that's okay. But I tell you what, I'm glad he's our champion. And I don't care if Donald Trump had run as a Democrat and he did what he did so far, I would say to you, oh my goodness, why didn't we pick him? He was an independent. What happened to us? And I would be whining. Because we had McCain and Romney. We had people that on resume, McCain looked really good. Son of an admiral. War hero from Vietnam, blah, 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 all the nonsense they want you to believe about him. And, of course, there was the real McCain, who was not exactly the person you want to emulate. You don't want your family and friends emulating this guy. And then there's Romney, married to the same woman for 40-something years. Mormon kids, nobody in prison, nobody, you know, with no Hunter Bidens, right? Nobody marrying each other's wives, even though, I don't know, he's Mormon, I don't know. I don't know what they do, I'm just saying. You know, but nothing you could point at and go, what's wrong with that? You might not agree with his religion, but he's a pretty good guy. Gave his money away to charity, rebuilt it, built Bain. I wanted to work for Bain years ago when I was in management, because I was like, man, that would be a great company to work for. And then you learn he's just a rhino. I mean, he was a governor of Massachusetts. How do you get to be that? Well, you get to be that when you're a rhino, when you say what they want to say, what the left wants you to hear. But you couldn't dress up the idea of conservatism more pretty than McCain and Romney. You just couldn't. And so what do? We get a scrapper. And I predicted it. I said, you got to get somebody that's flawed, that doesn't give a crap. This is why I would make such a great politician. I don't give a crap. I don't care what you think about me. I don't care what you say about me. Just don't get in my face. I don't care. I'm going to do what I think is best. And you know what? Sometimes it might even hurt me personally. But that's okay. It's okay. So there's Donald Trump. Now, I look at Trump and I say, given his backdrop, you know, the background of what he does, what's he going to do in this convention? So we talked about he's going to cover, obviously, a lot of the things that the Democrats missed. And even if he just spent the first day just sort of bashing them by way of promoting what he does, that will trigger enough leftists. I would say suicide hotlines, be on alert. People that own multi-story buildings, watch out. There'll be Democrats trying to jump off. I mean, it's going to trigger them. But what he's alluding to, and I don't know if it's true, what they're alluding to what he's going to do, has me with a big smile. I'm watching it. Melissa and I are going to be on vacation, but we're probably going to make a little time for this. It's going to cover, well, I heard Tara Reid was invited. Have you guys heard this? Tara Reid has been invited. Well, or may be invited. Because I don't know. It was another story, but I found two or three stories that asked, is Tara Reid going to come? Because she went on Fox News and she said publicly, I would love to come. And here's the deal. She will not spend time like AOC and say, well, while I'm here, I just want to say I'm glad they gave me my opportunity, but I'm voting for Biden. She's not going to pull a fast one. Please vote for Bernie. Nope, she was invited. And while this, folks, addresses one aspect of the Me Too movement and how Democrats really don't care, There are other moves being made. But before I move on, I want to tell you, if they invite Tara Reid, it opens up so many cans of worms. But think about what it did. Just the idea of even saying we might invite her. What does it do? All this Me Too stuff comes roaring back. They swept this story under the rug with Biden, just like they swept the Hollywood deal with Weinstein under the rug, because there were supposed to be many more. There are many, many more people like Weinstein in Hollywood. They know it. And Weinstein's not going to say anything because he wants to stay in their good graces. But you have people like Rose McGowan, who finally spoke out. We talked about this the other day. She finally spoke out. She says, look, this Democrat convention is a sham. It is not an homage to the Me Too movement. It is a disgrace to the Me Too movement. I'm paraphrasing, but that's essentially what she said. How dare you? And she would be right. They are doing the women's movement no favors. So, can you imagine, just even Donald Trump, and I don't know, because I haven't heard him, but I've heard other people, but who put the rumor out there that Tara Reid might come? Because what does it do? Everything about this story roars back. You're going to start seeing more things about Biden, I was going to say Barack Obama, about Biden and all of the touchy-feely moments he has with people. It's all going to come roaring back. What Donald Trump's going to do at this convention is he's going to make sure nobody ever forgets what these Democrats did to him, what they tried to do to this nation, and the individuals that are impacted. And I have other questions for you regarding who's going to come to this thing. Let's talk about who Donald Trump might bring, because it impacts him. Maybe he brings Peter Strzok's wife. I don't know what her politics are anymore, but she can't be too happy with the FBI and the relationship Strzok had with Lisa Page. Maybe he invites her, even if he doesn't bring her. What if he just invites her? We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What will Donald Trump do during the Republican National Convention? That is the question. And I ended the last segment by asking this question. What if he brought Peter Strzok's wife? You know, what if she had some revelation, some revealing information about Strzok and how he really felt about the president? Who knows? I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying he will. What if he teased the idea of bringing her? Because they're teasing the idea right now of bringing Tara Reid. And I'm going to tell you, you want to talk about Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey marketing, teasing the idea that I'm going to bring your accuser to my convention. He's done it before. He's planted people. I think he brought Juanita Broderick to one of his State of the Unions that are something to do with Hillary. He brought, Paula Jones, right? Didn't he let Paula Jones come or something like that? This is quintessential Donald Trump. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, kevinjacksonshow.com. This is the way, you know, I look at Trump and I say, this guy's a genius. I'm not sure if he's going to go after Kamala Harris, but I suspect he will. And here's the question I would ask you. What if he invites Blanche Brown? Do you know who she is? She is the lovely black wife, fully black, not half Indian and half Jamaican, fully black wife, dark-skinned mocha chocolate latte wife of Willie Brown. I wonder if she'll get invited to the debate, maybe to talk a little bit about this Me Too movement. Maybe he'll invite the lovely Rose McGowan. She seems impassioned now about the Me Too movement. I would give her a shot. Let me tell you, this is the type of thing Donald Trump would do. Because Donald Trump looks at Rose McGowan and says, hey, you probably didn't like me very much when I got started, but what do you think now? And I don't think Rose McGowan would pull a stunt like AOC and say, I'm Rose McGowan, please vote for Bernie Sanders. I think she understands it. If Donald Trump's willing to give her the national stage to talk about that in the largest audience she will ever have, she should make the most of it. She's accused, and I talked about this in the previous segment, she's accused the Democrats, one of their top donors, of having sexually assaulted her, and says Hillary Clinton knows about it and the Democratic Party knows. Good for her for getting the word out. Anyway, all this stuff got me thinking. Oh, speaking of which, there's a graphic that's floating around with Willie Brown's wife, Blanche. It says, hey, Kamala, you, and I'm not going to say the word, remember me? It's Blanche, old Willie Brown's wife. Trump invited me to the debates. See you there. Now, I don't know whether she's coming to the debates or she's coming to the convention or if she's not coming at anything, but here's what I will tell you. Just the idea that somebody made that meme tells me that we've learned how to fight. We as conservatives have learned how to fight. Who else could Donald Trump feature at the convention? I have some ideas. I love thinking about this stuff because the Democrats had their chance. And you know what they did? They trotted out all the old retreaded stuff. Donald Trump is a racist. Donald Trump is a sexist. Building the wall is racist. The Chinese, the woo flu flu, blah, blah, blah. And it was all just mainstream gobbledygook. Donald Trump has things to discuss. He's building a wall. He's bringing jobs back to Americans. He's raising wages, and I could go on. Now, with all that being said, what if this happened? What if Donald Trump were to bring women who have been sexually assaulted by illegals to this convention? And he wouldn't let them speak individually necessarily. Maybe he just pulls one, but he puts a few select ones in an area where you can just go look. You know, you can see them, like the Democrats did, the white-dressed women. And he says, all these women were sexually assaulted by people who never should have been in this country. How about he do that to highlight his love of the women's movement? And let Ivanka do it, because Ivanka has one of the... I heard Ivanka lay out what they've done for women, and I will tell you, I was never more impressed with a member of the any family. You know, because you think they're just a bunch of cronies and it's nepotism and all that. No. Ivanka laid out her strategy for helping women in America. I was blown away. Made me want to be a woman. Yeah. Made me want to go, you know what? Start shopping for women's clothes and give me some high heels. Because I'm telling you, she laid it out. It was amazing. So let her reference these women who have been sexually assaulted because of men who are in this country illegally. And then what if they have another area where Donald Trump says these are a handful of victims of the family members or family members of victims who were murdered by illegals? And he points them out and he does them in the battleground states, in Colorado, where they are lax in this, in Joe Biden's state of Pennsylvania. Here's where it is. He should go after every mayor. He should put people in New York, in Chicago, in Cleveland, everywhere it's a battleground state, in a big city in those battleground states. And he should say, the people represented there are the people who have been killed everywhere. Democrats have allowed lawlessness, where Democrats have allowed illegals. Everyone you're seeing over there had a family member killed by an illegal. And in that state, it is run by a Democrat. In the place where they were killed, it was run by a mayor who wanted to have a sanctuary city, blah, blah, blah. You get my point? And he could just point to them. And then he'd have a section for black folks. And they'd be like, what? Segregation over here? And he'll say, unlike the Democrats, we're not segregating. But what you're witnessing over there is you're witnessing a group of people whose family members have been killed by black-on-black crime. Yeah, so much for Black Lives Matter. Ask Jane, you know, ask, you know, Lily, whatever, ask Shaniqua, ask any of these people what their feelings are about crime and black-on-black crime and see what they have to say. I would love to see a very an articulate, bright, and clean black person represented at the Trump's rally, and they speak, get up and they speak about all the different people that have been killed by other black folks, and they talk about BLM and what it's done and who got killed over this period of time and what this organization that has named itself, you know, in the name of black people with this racist moniker, and it's a terrorist group, and what it's doing in Kentucky extorting businesses and how it's got companies buying into this extortion. I would love to see that happen. Maybe that's some of the people that would be up there. What about having another group of people who've got some a kinship, if you will, in a bad way to Antifa? People that have been killed because Antifa has decided they're going to strike. Business owners who've lost their businesses because they can't operate in these so-called autonomous zones. People in cities like Portland and Seattle who are being impacted. What about the family of the guy who was killed, dragged out of his car, and he died, and that got, you know, essentially brutalized by somebody from Black Lives Matter because he was trying to get from one location to the other. And he dared, you know, try to run through a little bit of traffic just to get him out of his way, and they drag him out of his car and kill him. Let me tell you what would have happened with me. I would have run all those clowns over. You're not getting me out of a weapon. What about them? What, any of those? What about if he were to bring in some of the business and the people that have been impacted from this WuFu pandemic, and he selectively brought in women and gays and youth who have no longer in school, have lost their scholarships, or people who have lost their businesses over this lie? What if he brought in doctors who talked about it and told the truth about it, that a cure exists, and they talked about what was going on in Taiwan and in Iceland. I think Iceland, there's a couple of places where they have hardly any instances of this stupid lie disease, this lie. But what about the impact? The people that have been hurt by it. You know Trump's going to talk about it from the standpoint of what having to rebuild the economy and why that happened. And finally, what about Durham in his report? How about Steve Schrage, the man who blew the whistle on Spygate that's been making the rounds? How about him? How about people that worked with Kleinsmith? I mean, I don't know. I know there's limitations on who can come from the DOJ. How about retired DOJ and other people to talk about Spygate? Maybe Bongino could go there and give a little bit of a history of it. You get what I'm saying? If you think Donald Trump is going to lose the opportunity based on what he saw, you have to be out of your mind. This guy and his team, I'm not going to try to hype it, but if I were them, I would be planning the biggest spectacular you can imagine, and I would have people lined up, and I would, as I said, put them in these groups and let America see the impact of leftist policies and how it impacts everybody. That's the way you do this. So who's Trump going to bring? Is he going to bring Tara Reid? Is he going to bring Willie Brown's wife? Is he going to bring somebody Bill Clinton hurt? Who knows? We'll find out.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.